Wow. Okay. So, like, anyone else feeling like they woke up in a sci-fi movie today? I mean, seriously, December 6th, 2024, and the AI news is just bam, bam, bam.
Nonstop.
It's like everywhere you look, AI's doing something crazy, changing how we search the web. Wait, robots making sandwiches.
Things are moving fast.
And you guys, you sent us a ton of articles, and we dove in deep. This is not just like your regular, oh, here's what's new in tech kind of
This
thing.
is the deep dive.
Buckle up, because some of this is seriously mind-blowing. Maybe even a little bit, I don't know, scary.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
Okay, so first up, OpenAI. They just launched ChatGPT Pro. It's like the supercharged version of ChatGPT.
Right, the one everyone's been using.
But there's a catch. It's $200 a month.
Wow, yeah, that's a premium price.
So that tells you something right away, right?
Yeah.
They're going after like professionals, businesses, people
Who
who,
need that extra edge?
exactly, they need the best of the
And
best.
they're willing to pay for it.
So what do you get for $200? Well, OpenAI is saying like image analysis, faster responses, fewer errors, all that good stuff.
Makes sense.
But here's where it gets weird. They've got this new o1 model, supposed to be like the ultimate AI brain, right?
Yeah, even more powerful.
But get this, the full version, it's actually performing worse on some tests than the preview version. Yeah,
Interesting.
it's like, huh. I mean, I know AI development is complicated, but
You'd think more power, better results.
yeah, I
No.
think so, right? So I guess what I'm wondering is, with this ChatGPT Pro and this price tag, what does this tell us about like the future of AI? Is it going to become like a luxury only the rich can afford the really good stuff?
That's a valid concern. You know, if access to the most powerful AI tools is determined by who can pay the most, then yeah, it could definitely create a bigger gap between the haves and have-nots.
Yeah.
Policymakers are going to have to think about that for sure.
Yeah, it's like AI could either level a playing field or make it way more uneven. Something to keep an eye on. Okay, let's jump over to, well, politics. Always a fun place.
Never a dull moment.
So David Sacks, you know, former CEO of PayPal, big name in Silicon Valley.
Right, the PayPal Mafia.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he just got a new job, AI and crypto czar for the Trump administration.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
Right? Big title. And, you know, Sacks, he's been a big Trump supporter and a big advocate for like less regulation on crypto.
So this is
So
significant.
what do you think? Sacks in this position,
Yeah.
how's it going to impact AI and crypto in the US?
Well, it's probably safe to say that he's going to push for fast development, you know, less red tape, more innovation, that kind of thing.
So potentially a big shift in how the US approaches AI.
Could be. And, you know, the US, they often set the tone for the rest of the world. So other countries might follow suit, you know, prioritize speed over maybe being more cautious.
Yeah, so this could have a ripple effect globally.
For sure. Big implication.
Big implications.
Really
Okay,
big.
moving on to Microsoft and their AI assistant, Copilot. They've been busy.
They have lots of upgrades.
So now they're giving Copilot the ability to actually see what you're seeing online. They're calling it Vision, this new feature.
Right. Like Copilot can look over your shoulder digitally.
Exactly. So imagine you're, I don't know, shopping online and Copilot's right there with you, comparing prices, reading reviews, maybe even suggesting stuff you didn't even think of.
It's like having a personal shopping assistant.
Or, you know, you're trying to cook something complicated and Copilot can like walk you through the recipes step by step.
I could use that.
Right. I mean, the possibilities are, I don't even know, endless.
Pretty much.
Okay, but hold on. Copilot's seeing everything I do online. Privacy alert.
Right. Good point.
So Microsoft's saying, don't worry, it's opt-in, you have to choose to use it, and they're, you know, protecting data and all that.
They're saying that voice and context data are deleted after each session.
But still, that's a lot of trust, right? Like, where do we draw the line between, wow, this is super convenient, and wait, is my privacy going out the window?
It's the classic dilemma of the digital age: convenience versus privacy.
And with AI getting more and more powerful, it's a question we're going to have to keep asking.
Absolutely.
Okay, so speaking of powerful, Google just dropped a bomb. They're totally overhauling their search engine.
No way, really.
Yeah, and they're aiming for a 2025 launch. We're talking like a whole new level of personalization, AI understanding what you mean, not just what you type.
That's a huge deal.
Right, they're basically saying, forget keywords. We're going to anticipate your needs before you even know
So
them.
it's not just search, it's like AI mind reading.
Pretty much.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a little bit of competitive shade being thrown around too.
Yeah.
Google's CEO, he kind of hinted that Microsoft's playing catch up in the AI game.
So is this like the start of an AI arms race between these tech
It
giants?
kind of feels that way, right? Like you
Wow.
can build the most powerful AI, the fastest, and competition is good. It drives innovation, but
But it could also lead to like a concentration of power, a few big companies controlling all the best AI.
Yeah, that's something to think about. Okay, let's switch gears a little bit. Talk about how AI is like breaking out of the tech bubble and going mainstream.
Okay, yeah.
ChatGPT just hit a crazy milestone, 300 million weekly active users.
Wow, that's a lot of people using AI.
Right, like this isn't just tech nerds anymore, it's everyday people interacting with AI on a regular basis.
So AI is becoming more accessible, more integrated into our lives.
Exactly. And at the same time, we've got stuff like, remember that humanoid robot from Clone?
The one with synthetic organs? Yeah, that was wild.
Right, it's like making sandwiches, doing laundry, learning new tasks.
That pushes the boundaries of what we even think of as a robot.
I know, right? It's like, is this the beginning of robots just like blending into our lives,
Yeah.
helping us out with chores, doing our errands?
It's a question that science fiction has been asking for a long time, but now it feels a lot more real.
It does, doesn't it? I mean, it's cool, but also kind of freaky. Like, where do we draw the line? When does a robot become too human?
Yeah, it's a lot to process.
It is. And believe it or not, there's even more happening in the AI world today. Ready for a rapid-fire round.
Get me with it.
Okay, so first up, Elon Musk. He's expanding his xAI company's Colossus supercomputer to 1 million GPUs.
A million.
That's some serious processing power.
Right. Like he's really going all in on AI. And then OpenAI, they're teasing the launch of their Sora video generation model.
So basically, you could create videos using AI.
Yep. Imagine like AI-generated movies so realistic you can't tell the difference from real life.
That's both exciting and a little scary, to be honest.
Yeah, think about the potential for like deep fakes, misinformation, all that.
It's a powerful tool that could be misused.
Definitely. Okay, Google's not sitting still either. They just released Pala Gemma 2, their next-gen vision language model.
So that's like even better image captioning, AI understanding pictures and videos on a deeper level.
Exactly. And speaking of deep pockets, Elon Musk's xAI just got $6 billion in funding.
Wow, that's a lot of money. Shows you how much faith investors have in AI. Yeah, they're betting big. And get this, Humane just launched Cosmo S. It's an AI operating system, but not just for your phone or computer.
Wait, what?
It's for everything, your TV, your car, all your devices.
Like AI running your whole life?
Pretty much. And while all this is happening, you've got the LA Times. They're going to start using an AI-powered bias meter for their news articles.
Interesting. Trying to make sure the news is fair and balanced even when AI is involved.
Makes sense, right? And last but not least, Google's rolling out Gemini 1.5 updates for Android.
More AI features.
Yep, AI generating descriptions for your photos, deeper integration with Spotify, even better voice control.
AI is everywhere.
It is. It's in our phones, our computers, maybe even our cars soon.
It's changing how we live and interact with the world.
Big time. So yeah, today's news, a little overwhelming,
There were a
right?
lot to take in.
Supercomputers, humanoid robots,
Yeah.
AI search engines, bias detectors. AI is everywhere and it's evolving fast.
It's an exciting time to be paying attention.
It is, but it's also a time to like be aware. Think about the implications of all this, the good and the bad.
Absolutely. We need to be informed and engaged and make sure that AI is used responsibly and ethically.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
One minute we're talking about robots making sandwiches, the next it's like AI operating systems for our cars.
Yeah, no, it's a lot.
Like the future is happening
Too
fast.
fast, maybe.
Maybe, possibly, but it's definitely happening.
Okay, so before we get too lost in like sci-fi land, let's go back to ChatGPT Pro for a minute. That price tag, $200 a month, that's
That's serious money.
right. So who are they going after with this? Like, who needs ChatGPT so badly they'll shell out that much?
Well, I think they're betting on like businesses, professionals, people who see AI as a tool.
A tool to get ahead.
Exactly. Like imagine marketing agencies using it to create, I don't know, hyper-personalized ad campaigns.
Or financial analysts crunching huge data sets, finding patterns humans would miss.
Or scientists accelerating their research, making breakthroughs faster.
Yeah. So it's not just about writing better emails. It's about like solving big problems.
Using AI to get insights that would be impossible otherwise.
Okay, but then that raises another question. What happens when these super powerful AI tools are only available to like the elite?
Yeah, the people with deep pockets.
Does it create an even bigger divide? Like, only the wealthy can afford to really leverage AI.
It's a valid concern, for sure. Like a digital arms race where the weapon is access to AI?
And that kind of ties back into the whole debate about AI regulation, right?
Big time. We keep hearing about ethical guidelines, responsible development, but when you have tools this powerful,
you need rules.
Yeah, you need to make sure they're used for good, not to like make the rich richer and leave everyone else behind.
So regulation is more important than ever.
I think so. As AI gets more powerful, the stakes get higher.
Okay, so we've got AI becoming more powerful, maybe more exclusive, and the need for regulation like going through the roof.
That's a lot.
It is. But let's shift gears a little bit. Go back to that humanoid robot from Clone, the one with, you know,
synthetic organs. Yeah.
Can't get that image out of my head. It's like fascinating, but also kind of creepy.
I know what you mean.
Because it really makes you think, like, what is a robot? This isn't just some machine programmed to do a simple task. This is...
It's almost like blurring the lines between human and machine.
Exactly. And is that a good thing? Like, what happens when robots are so advanced, they're basically indistinguishable from us?
That's a question we're going to have to answer sooner than we think.
Okay, so to recap, increasingly powerful AI tools... Robots that are becoming more and more human-like.
And a tech landscape that's changing faster than we can keep up.
It's a lot to process.
Right.
So where do we go from here?
Well, I think the most important thing is to stay informed, stay engaged.
Don't just bury our heads in the sand.
Exactly. We need to have these conversations, talk about the ethical implications of AI, the potential benefits, the risks.
Because it's not about being afraid of progress. It's about steering it in the right direction.
Making sure AI benefits everyone, not just a select few.
Feels like we're at a turning point.
I agree. AI has the potential to revolutionize so many aspects of our lives, from healthcare to education, transportation, entertainment.
But we need to be thoughtful, deliberate about how we develop and use it.
It's like we're holding this incredible power in our hands.
And we need to make sure we don't misuse it.
The choices we make today will have consequences for generations to come.
No pressure, right. But seriously, when you think about how quickly AI is advancing, it really does make you wonder, where is this all headed?
It's hard to say for sure, but I think it's safe to say that we're entering a new era.
An era where AI is deeply integrated into our lives.
Which is both exciting and, yeah, a little bit scary.
Because it's uncharted territory.
We're writing the map as we go.
And that's what makes it so important to be part of the conversation, to have a say in how this all unfolds.
Exactly. AI is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad.
It's up to us to make sure we use it wisely.
To create a world that's better, fairer, more sustainable.
Yeah. And, you know, for all the talk about AI taking over the world.
The robots rising up.
It really comes down to us, right?
Humans.
We're the ones driving this innovation.
We're the ones who need to steer it in the right direction.
Couldn't agree more.
Any final thoughts for our listeners as they navigate this, you know, AI landscape?
Just stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged. Don't be afraid to ask questions, challenge assumptions.
Be part of the conversation.
The future of AI is being shaped right now.
And we all have a role to play.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we've covered a lot of ground in this part of our AI deep dive, but we're not done yet. In part three, we're going to explore some of the like philosophical questions that AI raises.
The big questions about consciousness, creativity, what it means to be human in a world where machines can think.
It's going to get deep, so stick around. You know, it's funny, like, we've been talking about all these crazy AI advancements, robots, algorithms, all that stuff.
It's a lot.
But it's made me realize this isn't just about tech anymore, you know?
Yeah.
This is getting into, like, deep philosophical stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's like, what does it even mean to be human when machines can think and learn and even create like us?
It's a question that's been around for a while, but AI is making it feel a lot more urgent.
Right. Like, if a robot can write a poem or paint a picture.
Or compose a symphony.
Yeah. Then what makes us special? What makes us human?
It's like AI is forcing us to look in the mirror, you know, and really examine what makes us unique.
And maybe confront some of our, like, limitations.
Possibly. I mean, we're not perfect, right? Humans make mistakes. We have biases.
We get tired.
We get emotional.
Exactly. But AI, it doesn't have those limitations, at least not in the same way.
It can process information faster, make decisions more logically.
So does that make it better than us?
I don't think it's about better or worse. It's about different. AI and humans, we have different strengths, different weaknesses.
Okay, but who's in control then? Like, with all these powerful AI systems being created, who's calling the shots?
That's the million-dollar question.
Because it can be the tech companies, right? The ones building these systems.
Or the governments trying to regulate them.
Or maybe it's us, the people who use AI every day.
I think it's a bit of all of the above, to be honest. It's a complex ecosystem.
But the point is, we can't just sit back and let AI happen to us.
We need to be actor participants, demanding transparency, accountability from the people building these systems.
We need to have a say in how AI is developed and used.
Absolutely. And that starts with education, understanding how AI works, what it can do, what its limitations are.
Because knowledge is power.
Right. For sure. The more we know about AI, the better equipped we'll be to make informed decisions about its role in our lives.
So it's not about being afraid of AI. It's about understanding it.
And using it responsibly.
To create a better future for everyone.
Exactly. AI has the potential to solve some of the world's biggest problems, from climate change to poverty, disease.
But it also has the potential to make things worse if it's not used carefully.
It's a powerful tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for evil.
It all comes down to the choices we make.
And the actions we take.
Well, I think that's a good place to wrap things up. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the latest AI news to some pretty deep philosophical questions.
Been a wild ride.
It has. But I think the most important takeaway is this. AI is here to stay. It's changing the world as we speak.
And it's up to us to shape that change, to make sure it's a change for the better.
To our listeners out there, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. Keep learning, keep asking questions, and most importantly, keep imagining the future you want to create.
Because the future is not predetermined. It's something we build together.
And that's a pretty exciting thought.
It is. And a little bit scary, too.
But mostly exciting. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive into the world of tech and innovation.